Steve, obviously a very unhappy, very unpleasant afternoon.
Yeah, very difficult for everybody. And we didn't play well enough on the day. We gave the ball away too cheaply in the first half, didn't move it quickly against a resilient Sheffield who strung five across the back and played four in front of them. But when you do that, you have to make sure that you move the ball quickly and move it between the lines. And unfortunately, today we had too many players on an off day. And it turned into one of them, you rightly say, into one of them awful afternoons. Mm.
Was it down to a bad day at the office? Was it the edginess around the place? Or what do you put it down to?
Well, look, you know, there's nothing I can do about the edginess around the place. All I can say is that on today's performance, we didn't deserve to win. Mm. You know, we've got ourselves back in the game, and then we've pressed a self-destruct button again. And when you make mistakes like we did, then you get punished. And we've been punished. And haven't been able to claw anything back out of him.
Before we deal with some of the negative stuff, John McGinn's first goal for the club, I don't think he'll score too many better than that one.
Yeah, you would think, and just after that, it gave us a little bit of impetus. You know, we had our best spell of the game for 10, 15, 20 minutes, but it weren't enough. It weren't enough, and you know, we huffed and puffed after that. But, yeah, great goal by the kid, and something which you would have thought on another day, maybe I'll get something from the match.
And the reaction on the full-time whistle?
Well, Mark, listen, it's difficult at the moment. There's obviously, no matter what I do, I'm not going to be, in some people's eyes, the right fit. Look, you know, the one thing we don't want it to do is to transcend into the players, that's for sure. For my personal self, then I'm prepared to take it on the chin and accept that we weren't good enough and go back to work Monday morning again.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel a bit like a punchbag at the moment? I mean, I've known you up against the ropes before and you come out fighting, but there's only so many times you can get back up again.
Well, in certain people's eyes, I can't do anything right. So, you know, there's nothing I can do about that, you know. I will stay on the ropes and stay with it. That's my job. That's what I was always brought up with, and that'll never change with me. I ain't never going to walk away from a challenge, and it's certainly been a challenge, but I can understand people's frustrations and disappointments. I think that's the fifth time in me 2 years we've only been beaten here. But I understand the frustration, what's around the place.
And in terms of the people above you, the new CEO, are you getting conversations that reassure you that you're going to get the backing that you might need to see this through?
That's their prerogative. You know, the new owners, as I said, have breathed life into the club, that's for sure. In the last 6 weeks, that's something to question where you're going to have to ask others, Mark. Mm. Not myself. As far as I'm concerned, I'll take stock of the whole situation and get ready to go again Monday morning.
Just finally, you want to carry on. You still believe that this is going to get better?
Yeah, I mean, look, I can understand. And in some people's eyes, I'll never be the answer. That's obvious. But, you know, we're a football manager. And when I look around me and see my peers who get stick it time to time, the one thing that changes stick is results. So we need a few results and they need the season to really kickstart. I do believe we've got the nucleus of a very decent team again. And given time, we'll have a very, very decent team. I'm convinced of that.